So you know that there's much excitement and many incredible events that are unfolding over the course of this week's parasha. Specifically, again, of course, it's Shabbos Shira, parasha of Az Yashir. We have the great Sukkos, that's also going to be Tu B'Shvat. But including the parashas B'Shalach are many things in addition to the Shira. Also, again, in this week's parasha, we read about the Mon. Again, Klal Yisrael begins their 40-year, what will become their 40-year sojourn in the desert, and ultimately they are sustained by the miraculous bread of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah says, "Bnei Yisrael achlu es haman arba'im shana," because in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Lamed Hey, chapter 16, verse 35, Klal Yisrael ate the man for 40 years. So both sides, there is a beautiful, beautiful story that is told about the Katzker, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Katzk, when he was a young boy. And he was a young boy in Cheder, and he asked his Rebbe the following question. He asked his Rebbe that when Klal Yisrael were in the desert, and everyone received man, so how were they able to perform the mitzvah of tzedakah? This was the little Kotzker's, right? They didn't call him little Kotzker. Right? They got little Menachem Mendel's question. Klal Yisrael is in the desert for 40 years, and because everybody has what they need, right? Everybody got man, everybody got the exact amount, they got the same exact amount, everybody was satiated by that amount. How did they perform the mitzvah of tzedakah? So he asks his Rebbe this question, and the Rebbe couldn't answer it. So young Menachem Mendel advances the following answer. I will say, now you understand, his answer, of course, we're not going to understand it literally, but the machshava, first of all, that it came from his beautifully pure young mind, but also the beautiful machshava that tells us, so I'm going to read it to you. He says the following, he says, "Tzedaka asu b'hasagas." They were able, the Kotzker answered, obviously not in Lashon HaKodesh, I would assume in Yiddish, that they went ahead and they performed the mitzvah of tzedakah with hasagas, with ideas. What does this mean? Kiyamnam, kol ish hayayachol litom b'man, kol ma'achol shes avlo. So we'll say the beauty of the man is that what did the man taste like? The man tastes like whatever you wanted it to taste like. He says, aval ki'amna ma'ish, excuse me, ki'aman kol ish hayayachol litom b'man, kol ma'achol shes avlo. Whatever you wanted the man to taste like. So you want a steak, you want caviar, whatever you want, that's what the man is going to taste like. So the Kotzker said, young Menachem Mendel said, aval ha'ani, Shemiyamav lo ba'u ma'adonim lefiv, lo yada ma'lechavin b'shas ha'achila. Said the Ani, the person who never had anything, see, he never knew what to have in mind when it came to the man. Right? What is he going to have? What is he eating throughout his life? He's eating whatever his basic food items. So the only thing he knows about are just the basic things in life. At she'es chaseid imo ha'ashir, ha'murgo be'petumos, v'yesiyu eitza. So the rich man came around and he put his arm around the Ani and he said, here's what you need to think about. You need to think about these delicacies. V'yesiyu eitza she'chavein lebasar v'dogim v'lo lebitzalim upaskibar. The usher would come over to the Ani and he said, stop thinking about coarse bread and onions and rotten vegetables, but begin to think about basar, begin to think about dogim, begin to think about all of the delicacies, says the Kotzker. That's how we did, the young Kotzker. That's how we did chesed, that's how we did tzedakah with each other in the midbar. So his answer is, Teretz, obviously, is not to be taken literally. That's an incredible yesod. What the Kotzker was teaching us again from the mouth and from the heart of a young child is that sometimes the greatest chesed and the greatest tzedakah that we do with one another is not in the form of money. I will say sometimes when you put your arm around someone else and you encourage them to think bigger and you encourage them to think better and you encourage them to become more than they presently are and you give them the chizuk to be able to transcend the circumstances of their personal poverty, sometimes that's the greatest chesed you do for someone else. And I will say there are so many people going through life thinking that all they're going to have is paskibar and bitzalim, that all they're going to have is some coarse bread and some onions. And if you come around, if you come to them and you put your arm around them and you embrace them and you hug them and you love them and you give them the chizuk to dream bigger, to be more, you give them the chizuk that they could do more, that they could accomplish more. You give them the chizuk to just think beyond their present circumstances. And not just the chizuk, but you help them in their self-actualization. That's the greatest tzedakah you can give. And even if you have no funds to give, even if you have no resources to give, all of us have of ourselves to give. I'm going to say, we all have people in our lives who are struggling. You know, sometimes you don't have to look so far. Sometimes it's our own children. I'm going to say, the world is a tough place. You know, school is a tough place. Everything is a tough place in life. And sometimes what our children need most from us is the chizuk to dream bigger. Is the chizuk to say, you know, my son, my daughter, you are so great and you've accomplished so much, but I want to always remind you to think bigger, to think more, to think greater. That's the chesed. That's the tzedakah we could do with every single Jew. So we should be zecher Rabosai. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us our man every single day. Right? He gives us our brachas every single day that fall down from Shamayim. And again, it's up to us to close our eyes and to decide what to do with that brachas. But you know, here's the difference. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam delivers that man, and all I'm thinking about is coarse bread and onions. I'm underperforming. I'm not using those brachos to accomplish great things. We should be zocha that every single day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our mon, we should use that mon, we should use those brachos to accomplish great things. We should use those brachos to give ourselves chizuk, to know that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the bracha, means He believes in me to accomplish great things. But it's not just enough to believe in ourselves. We should be zocha to be the kind of people that not only believe in ourselves, but we should be the kind of people who have the koach to inspire others to believe in themselves as well. Yeah.